to another episode of What's Happening at CM Library for the week of July 16th through July 22nd. We'll be discussing the programs and events that are happening at your local library. My name is Mark, and I'm joined by...
Eric.
Lawrence.
Thank you for joining us.
This week at Davison, 3D Printing Camp Part 1 of 2 on Monday, July 16th from 1 to 3 o'clock. Are you interested in 3D printing? You can register for this two-part camp during week one, What is 3D Printing and Basic Design, by building bridge pieces using 1-2-3D design. You can build a 3D bridge and weight testing slash competition. In week two, learn how to use Tinkercad to create a new world layout, new world assembly activity, and application of 3D technology. I've spent a little bit of time in the idea box, and I can tell you that 3D printing, over the last couple of years, it's come quite a ways, and really, really interesting piece of technology.
It's fun that we have something that can actually move around to different locations so we can share that experience all across the community.
Absolutely.
I haven't had an opportunity to do one of those programs yet, but I'm really excited to get that in my location.
Great.
And I think when people see what you can do with the 3D printing, they really become interested and they want to ask for those products.
And then on July 21st, from 10 to 11:30, Davison will be having its Small Business Concierge Program, where you can get help and information on almost every aspect of running or starting a small business on a one-on-one and walk-in basis for free. If you have been, you know, entertaining the idea of starting your own business, this might be a great start. Come on in and join us at Davison. If you have any other questions about this and any of our other amazing programs, please visit us at cmlibrary.org.
At the West Boulevard branch, meet the author, Jorge Rudko, Tuesday, July 17th at 12 p.m. Celebrate reading and meet Jorge Rudko, author of Mind Hacks and the Loss of Personal Freedom. Learn about his writing process, inspirations, and career path. A Q&A will follow. Copies of Rudko's book will be available for sale. Now, this is an interesting topic because his discussion is about how the touchscreen and how social networking, in a sense, has kind of disconnected humanity from itself. You know, if you look at any sort of mass transit or even just waiting in line at the grocery store in an elevator, nobody's interacting with each other. They're all engaged with their devices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a really interesting phenomenon that we've actually disconnected. We're losing skills for those kids that are coming up with that technology interface. They're actually not engaging with their friends in a very direct manner. And so this is a big discussion on that's what his whole book is about.
Just over the last couple of years, just everyone kind of disconnecting from everyone seems like we're all a little bit more closed, sectioned off.
My son, for one of his college classes, he wrote a paper, or he did a little project called Unsocial Media. He's really concerned about the effects of social media on everybody's social life.
Sure.
Should be a really interesting discussion and a great opportunity to meet an author. At the West Boulevard branch, there's a Reading Buddies session on Wednesday, July 18th at 5:30. If you're between the ages of 5 and 12, increase your reading confidence, fluency, and comprehension by reading aloud with an adult volunteer during a 30-minute one-on-one session. What's great about these sessions is that even though the young reader is actually working with someone maybe they're less familiar with, that actually provides them the opportunity to feel a little more comfortable in the fact that that person's not going to correct them. It gives them the opportunity to feel like it's a more supportive environment often. And I think that it allows them to maybe find that love of reading as opposed to this thing that I have to do. It's something that they hopefully would want to do.
Absolutely.
And that's similar to Pause to Read, where they're reading to a dog, and of course a dog is not going to be judging you.
They only want to love you.
That's right. I just met you and I'm your best friend.
Also at the West Boulevard branch, community service, the Odd Sock Guy. Join West Boulevard library staff as we participate in a unique community service opportunity, sorting socks. Socks are necessary for everyone, but are often overlooked when we donate to charities and to people in need. The Sock Guy seeks to fill this need by collecting new and gently used socks for donation to charities throughout the state. Come support a worthy cause. Now, this is interesting. I've never actually thought, I guess that's part of the problem. I've never thought about this as a need for those in need. It's a garment we all use constantly, but it's just... It doesn't even occur to me that this would be something I would donate. I would think a jacket or something of that nature.
Absolutely.
But that would be a really inexpensive way for someone to contribute. Just go buy a pack of socks from a local store.
And there are plenty of odd socks in everyone's house, I would guess.
True.
Right?
True. Yeah, just grab your hodgepodge and make some fun pairings. That sounds like a really great event. And check that out on Saturday, July 21st at 12 p.m. at the West Boulevard Branch Library. To learn more about this and other events at the public library, visit cmlibrary.org.
Over this week, we have two programs, one at Hickory Grove and one at Davison, focused on the Frontline Puppeteers.
The Frontline Puppeteers is an initiative that I started with two librarian friends and colleagues, at one at Hickory Grove and one at Mint Hill. I am the children's librarian at Imaginon, which, as you might already know, is a partnership between the Children's Theater of Charlotte and the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Library. So we are a very theatrical, jazz hands, sparkling, entertaining library, and we do a lot of puppet shows. And when it became clear to me that not all of the branches, in fact very few of them, actually do puppet shows at their branches, I worked with two of my friends who are fellow puppeteers to see if we could develop a way to bring puppet shows to all of the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Library branches. And a lot of them don't have puppet stages, a lot of them don't have a puppet closet to choose from the way that we do. Some of them are just not inclined towards the theatrical arts. And so we identified a team of 12 people within the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Library system. Some of them are in children, some are in teens, some are in reference services, some are in adults, and all of them identify as puppeteers. And we worked together to pick three children's picture books that are appropriate for the pre-K through second grade audience. We have a Groovy Joe Ice Cream and Dinosaurs book. We have one called Sing Sophie, and of course an Elephant and Piggy book. And then we pick some songs to go in between those three puppet shows. And we're taking that same puppet show in teams to 12 library branches this summer that all raised their hands and said, please, please come to us. So our first visit was yesterday, and it was a lot of fun. We had about 35 kids at Independence Library, and we're very excited for the upcoming visits.
So it sounds like you've had a lot of positive reception so far.
Well, just to the one branch visit, but we got a whole lot of crazy excited kids that were trying to beat each other up with our puppets afterwards. So it was great.
Excellent. Becca, thank you again so much for joining us today. And again, if you're interested in any of our Frontline Puppeteer programs, we have one again on July 17th from 10:30 to 11:15 at Davidson, and one on July 18th from 11 to 12 at the Hickory Grove branch. Thanks again.
This week at the Cornelius branch, a germ science program, Monday, July 16th, beginning at 2 o'clock through 3 p.m., preschoolers are invited to join this summer break program as they learn about the story of Sick Simon and learn some fun things about viruses, germs, and more.
Well, that'll be really interesting. Probably learn quite a bit about how our immune system works. And I remember definitely being at that age, being like, oh, that's all magic. How does that work? How does my body protect myself against all these germs and viruses? So I think that's really cool.
Why do my parents keep telling me how to put my hands in my mouth?
Well, that's right.
You need to watch Osmosis Jones. Anybody ever see that movie?
Oh, I remember hearing about it.
It's a cartoon mixed with live action, and the cartoon part is the virus entering and touring the body of Bill Murray. It's very funny. Mm-hmm. Interesting, too. You learn a lot.
Wasn't the white blood cell Eddie Murphy? The detective... I think the main character was Eddie Murphy. I don't know. I could be wrong.
That actually sounds right. Yeah. I think.
Was it Eddie Murphy or was it Chris Rock?
Might have been Chris Rock. I don't know.
It's a good question.
Also at Cornelius, there is a service project for preteens and teens, the Odd Sock. Join us for a unique service project and earn community service points.
This seems like a great program. I know socks are the number one thing requested by homeless and homeless shelters in need. So I think this will be a great program. Give back to the community for people who definitely need it.
And that'll be at the Cornelius branch on Wednesday, July the 18th, beginning at 2 o'clock, lasting through 3:30.
To learn more about this program and others, visit us at cmlibrary.org.
At Imaginon on Tuesday, July 17th, from 3 to 4 o'clock, please join us for a terrific Tuesday, including the Jolly Lollies. What are the Jolly Lollies? They are comprised of a fun-loving musicians inspired by traditional American folk music. Their hope is to tell stories through their songs and encourage children and adults to move and experience their sound. Make sure to bring your dancing shoes, because this music's going to get you moving.
How can you not smile when you say Jolly Lolly?
Right?
Just save that the rest of the day.
Right. All right. Then on Friday, July 20th, from 1:30 to 2:30, Imaginon's going to have optical illusions and brain teasers. where you can discover the world of science through books, hands-on educational activities, and experiments. Bend your mind with the trickiest puzzles and the weirdest, wildest illusions we have to offer. So that sounds pretty cool. I remember an optical illusion book where you'd have to bring it to your face, and if you pulled away very slowly, you can see like the image behind it. I think it was called Magic Eye.
Yeah, yeah.
And it'd be like a sailboat or something else.
Exactly. I always remember those. Those were crazy popular in the late 90s. There were posters
everywhere.
Yeah,
definitely.
I just remember
never
being able to see it.
I never could either.
Oh. I think it's
a
vision thing.
Gotcha. All right, last but not least, this is a pretty big event for Imagineon. On Saturday, July 21st, from 10 to 4, is our Imagicon event. Imagicon is CM Library's Comic-Con event. We're going to have a lot of different activities to celebrate culture surrounding comic books, graphic novels, manga, anime, fandoms, and gaming. This is for ages 0 to 18. We're going to have lots of different activities. People can come in wearing, you know, dressing up as your favorite characters and all sorts of different activities.
So we're encouraging cosplay.
Cosplay, absolutely.
Definitely going to have activities and things to do, and you're going to be, it's going to be a fun, safe environment because it is for birth to 18.
Absolutely.
So it's a very friendly environment for our young readers that are into comic books. It's a lot of fun. This is the second or third year we've done this, I believe.
Yes, that's correct.
And I know it's been wildly successful, and I'm really excited about that event.
And if you'd like any more information about these or any other programs, please visit our website at cmlibrary.org.
At the Plaza Midwood Branch Library, on Thursday, July 19th, we've got our book club crawl. Join us as we explore local venues and discuss great books. We'll keep the conversation light and fun with humor and a social atmosphere. We've recently changed our dates. We're actually going to be meeting on the third Thursday of the month. That is Thursday, July 19th. And this month we'll be reading Alice McDermott's The Ninth Hour. There is no particular theme with this book club. We keep it really loose. We want it to be light material. We don't get too in-depth. We have had some nonfiction. We've done some fiction. We've done mysteries. We've actually done some books that had prose in it. We don't have a location for that particular date yet, but just check with the library, the Plaza Midwood branch. You can call them at 704-416-6200 or just drop in and visit and ask for Miss Debbie. She can tell you all about the program.
So the crawl aspect is that you go to different venues.
Correct. And so we've had a lot of great response from local businesses because we're essentially bringing them patrons and they're willing to give us a space, but it's outside of the library. It's a way to actually get folks that maybe wouldn't typically want to come to something that's in the morning or in the afternoons, but we're actually meeting the people where they are.
Yeah.
Great.
It's interesting.
It's been a lot of fun. It's been very successful. Also at the Plaza Midwood Branch Library, Teens Third Thursday Game Code. If you love computers or love gaming apps, join us as we learn how to write code and create our own. We will begin with basic programming and share resources you can use to continue your development. So there's actually resources that are online and available for free that you will use at this event, but you'll be able to take that home and actually access these resources when you get home. And it's a really fun way to kind of explore coding. That's a really hot topic right now, especially with people creating their own content and modding and that sort of thing. So it's a really fun experience. This is for teens and preteens, so it's actually ages 11 through 18. And that is Thursday, July 19th at 2 p.m. at the Plaza Midwood Branch Library. To learn more about this and other events, visit cmlibrary.org.
At the Independence Regional Library on Tuesday, July the 17th, beginning at 5 o'clock, Community Service Project for preteens and teens. Being involved in the community is a great way to make connections and build your leadership skills. The library will host a community service project to create items for the library and the community. For more information, go to cmlibrary.org.
This week at Matthews, on Tuesday, July 17th, from 1 to 2 o'clock, Hugo's All-Star Reader Show. Enjoy a visit from Hugo of the Charlotte Hornets. There'll be music, dancing, all while encouraging children to become an all-star reader. Once the show is complete, children will be escorted onto the book bus to receive a free book to keep. Now, I've heard a lot of good things about Hugo the Hornet. I have not had a chance to meet him myself. How about you guys?
Yeah, this is a really fun program. So Hugo does come in. He makes quite an impressive entrance into the event. And the bus is really spectacular, too. It's overstaged, I guess, by Hugo. It's got basketball court flooring. Really is themed for the Hornets stuff. And I just think it's a really cool event for any young person. I mean, I enjoy it, too. It's a unique experience at the library. And yeah. The free book is great.
Yeah, I've seen the best. It looks really nice.
And I would assume maybe the kids can get a free picture with Hugo?
Of course.
Absolutely. Great. All right. Same day at Matthews, just a little bit later in the day, from 3 to 4:30, of the library presents John Lemon. Well, he's going to show us how to use Ready Animator to create a nonstop motion film with a local expert of character animation. That seems really cool. If you have any interest in possibly getting into animating or anything like that, this definitely might be the program for you. This program is geared towards teens. On Monday, July 16th, from 1 to 3 o'clock, Introduction to Finding Grants. So with this, for adults, you can learn the basics of successful grant writing and how to get started using Foundation Directory online to find a potential private foundation funders for your nonprofit. And I can say, definitely at our branch, we have people coming from different businesses or people even starting their own nonprofits looking to get some grant money, that we've had a lot of great success stories. If you'd like any more information on this or any of our other amazing programs, please visit us at cmlibrary.org.
This week at the Scaly Bark Branch Library, CM Library presents iPad Art. Explore new ways to create art with special guest instructor Rosalita Torres Weiner, Chief Executive Artist at Red Calaca Studio. The iPad Art class is a new grant-funded program through the Arts and Science Council. You will create art using digital media tools, create printed images of your work. The iPads will be provided, but feel free to bring your own, as well as your imagination. This sounds incredible. Based on all the different things we're doing across the system, we're really keying into the interest in technology and the interest in animation, in coding. We clearly see that there's a great need in this community, and I hope people understand what a great opportunity these programs are, because they're free and it's exposure to technology without having to spend a dime. I think these are fantastic.
Absolutely, Mark.
That's actually going to be Monday, July 16th at 5:30 again at the Scaly Bark Branch. Also at Scaly Bark, write a historical novel. Wednesday, July 18th at 6 p.m. This is an adult-oriented program. Because of our contemporary world is in constant flux, a number of fiction writers have recently been turning to the past for their stories. Meet author Miriam Heron as she discusses her writings and historical novels and the importance of the literary landscape. So instead of exploring common themes like murder, mystery, and all that sort of thing, a resurgence of historical writing, which seems kind of interesting. Any thoughts on that, guys?
It's very popular. There is a lot of interest in that.
I find the stories that are fictional, but the backdrop is of a true historic event, I think those are the most interesting. Right. So it's kind of the regular people. What did they do during these events? Mm-hmm. I think those are the most interesting stories. I really like taking a major event in history, but then that's not the focus. That's just kind of that's the thing that's going on in the background that's maybe pushing the story along in the background. So I think those are really interesting reads.
Now, I've also just started reading historical fiction more myself because I do not read enough nonfiction at all. But I like to learn new things, so historical fiction gives me that balance between learning and enjoying fiction.
At the Scaly Bark Library this week, CM Library presents El Alma de Luna Dance Academy. That is Tuesday, July 17th at 6 p.m. This is a school age and preteen event, so that's ages of 5 through 11. Join us this summer as we learn more about Latin and Spanish dance with performance from Alma de la Luna Dance Academy. Dancers will perform for participants as well as provide them with lessons of Latin dance. This sounds really fun. I just got to say, I would kind of like to attend this.
Right?
We're doing some really amazing. That's one of the things that I'm really enjoying about this process is I'm learning about so many new things in our system. And this is something I like to bring to my branch.
Right, give us a chance to get up and move and learn about a completely new culture that we may not necessarily know anything about.
Absolutely. Again, that's Tuesday, July 17th at 6 p.m. at the Scaly Bark Library. If you'd like to learn more about this event or others, visit cmlibrary.org.
At the Mint Hill Library this week, an adult sensory story time program filled with books, music, and activities. It's specifically designed for adults with autism and spectrum disorders. Please contact the library if you have a group over 8.
What you want to do is contact your local library and express your interest in having this sort of event for your group. And what we might actually be able to do is come to your site or have a special event just for your group. And often if you come as a group without giving us a heads up, there might actually not actually be space for everybody in your group. And I would hate for someone to feel like they were left out or not allowed an opportunity. Mm-hmm. So definitely larger groups should call the library in advance. And again, you may even actually get a special session just for your group.
For Mint Hill, this will be for Monday, July the 16th, beginning at 10:30 and going through 11:30 a.m. The following day, on Tuesday, July the 17th, Teen Geek Club. Join others and discuss and showcase teen fandom of pop culture, i.e. television shows, movies, books, gaming, and podcasts. Enjoy snacks and fun geek activities. What do you think they might be talking about when they meet?
So this actually has a rotating theme. So they've done a Harry Potter theme event. They've done Doctor Who. They've done Star Wars. They've done Star Trek. Just about any media you can think of that is in the geek fandom realm. They have geared an event toward it, and they'll have a literacy component in which we talk about some books and some materials that are available in the library that are within that particular genre or story realm. They'll always have some sort of game or some sort of activity that relates. We did a game of Quidditch one year, which was really a lot of fun. It's a really great interactive experience for teens.
It will begin at 6 p.m. and it goes through 6:45 p.m.
I like how inclusive it makes it. Rotates to the different types of fandoms and not specifically focused on the one. I think that's great.
On Wednesday, July 18th, beginning at 3 o'clock, a Tremendous Trees program presented by Parks and Rec. For school age, preteen, and families. And you learn about the Tremendous Trees through Charlotte Mecklenburg Parks and Recreation.
So it sounds like you'll learn about the different types and species of trees in throughout Mecklenburg County, which is really interesting. I remember myself moving down here, finding a lot of different varieties of plants that I wasn't aware of, especially what is this tree, and finding out it's a crepe myrtle and how popular it is down here. So I think definitely people, families new to the area, I think that'd be a great program for them.
I know one of the draws for Charlotte as a city is our canopy. You don't see this in large urban sprawling areas like we have here. If you go to any other major city, you just don't see the amount of canopy that we have across our city. And I think that's why it's very walkable, makes it very, riding your bike. So it's really a key part of what makes Charlotte special.
Yeah. Definitely an advantage to the city.
If you want to find out more about this program or any other, go to cmlibrary.org.
This week at Morrison, on Monday, July 16th from 10 to 12, a Microsoft Excel Intermediate class. So if you've already potentially taken our basics, or you know the basics already and are looking for a little bit more information, come join us. We'll talk a little bit about formulas, functions, and charts. And if you're looking for any more information on our wonderful programs, please visit us at cmlibrary.org.
At the Mountain Island Branch Library, CM Library presents Zana Kimbrell. Join guest speaker Zana Kimbrell for the presentation on the impact of food choices on our health, the environment, and animals. Participate and learn about modern agriculture, present-day health concerns, and how each of us can make a difference through our food choices. So I know this is trending in just general health as one, eating local, eating more fresher items.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if it's going to be probably something along those lines and really exploring exactly how to better shop and possibly how you can have a more positive impact by shopping locally. We've done similar programs to this at my location, and they've been really well received. They're very educational. Think about the waste that gets created. I mean, I know we're joking, but think about the waste that gets created with fast food and that sort of thing. And not eating locally, you're having things shipped, so that means there's more fuels being burned. It's really interesting how much something so small can impact our lives. That is, again, at the Mountain Island Branch Library on Monday, July 16th at 6 p.m. Also at Mountain Island on Thursday, July 19th, STEM 101, Slime Time. Join us for the summer edition of Slime Time. Discover the science behind making various types of slime. Registration is required, so I bet you're going to get something to take home with you to throw at your little sister or little brother.
I take it as slime.
Mountain Island's Favorite Books Book Club meets at Mountain Island on Friday, July 20th at 10:30 a.m. This group is for adults and older adults. Join us on the third Friday of each month. For July, we'll be discussing Martha Hall Kelly's historical novel, Lilac Girls. New members, welcome. CM Library presents Charlotte Hornets Book Bus, Thursday, July 19th at 1 p.m. at Mountain Island Branch Library. Join us for a special performance by Hugo, All-Star Reader, and visit from the Hornets Book Bus. Participants will be able to board the bus, choose a free book to take home. No registration is required, but space is limited. The first 50 children will be able to attend, and we'll be able to get pictures with Hugo, as well as, like I said, get on the bus. It's a really fun event, and it's a great outing for the whole family. To learn more about this and other events, please visit us at cmlibrary.org.
At the Myers Park branch, Story Explorers Sharks. This is for children, school age. Explore books and stories about sharks in creative ways through interactive activities, including math, science, games, and more. Did I hear it? Again, this is for school-age children on Friday, July the 20th. It'll begin at 1:30 and go through 2:30.
Minute.
You're going to need a bigger book.
That's the best dad joke I've heard all day.
Oh, my gosh. I have to admit, I saw a young guy wearing a Jaws t-shirt earlier today, and I thought, gosh, I remember wearing a Jaws t-shirt when I was in school. Oh. If you want to find out more about this and other programs, visit us at cmlibrary.org.
All right. This week at South County Regional Library on Wednesday, July 18th from 3 to 4 o'clock, we've got Fiddlesticks. This is one of our summer break programs for children school age. They're going to be mesmerized as they watch a series of experiments that explore the wonders of dry ice. This program, again, is for rising first to fifth graders and is limited to 30 children. I can tell you this is going to be a really hot program, especially for this particular area. I remember shipping anything from New York to down here. Regular ice wouldn't cut it. We would definitely need dry ice to make sure to keep it cool for a while.
It's kind of a fun and magical thing. I don't know why, but even as an adult, it's just...
Right.
They have something at Dragon's Breath, and it's a dry ice treat. It's basically like an ice. As soon as it touches your mouth, it creates a smoke, and then you can kind of blow out the... It's really interesting.
Well, that's really cool. All right. Also that week, on July 19th, we have, at 5:30 to 7:30, Dungeons & Dragons for Teens. If you've ever been interested, let's say you've watched Stranger Things, or you heard about it from the 70s and 80s about Dungeons and Dragons, well, it's been making a resurgence. If you'd like to maybe create your own character and in the vein of something like Game of Thrones, and you just kind of want to test out your acting chops, come on by from 5:30 to 7:30. Again, this is for teens. And then on Saturday, July 21st, from 10 to 12 o'clock, we have AARP coming in to talk to us about Medicare. Are you turning 65? Are you considering retirement? Are you considering connecting Medicare and your employer health plan? Do you just want to understand Medicare better? Come and attend this event to understand the basics of Medicare. It will also be ran by a trained volunteer counselor through the Seniors Health Insurance Information Program, or commonly known as SHIP. Any other information about these programs and anything else at our library, please visit us at cmlibrary.org.
At the main library in Uptown Charlotte, Managing Change, Envisioning the Future. Friday, July 20th at 12 p.m. Your vision of the future has a direct bearing on your actions in the present. Your present actions are often informed by your past. This workshop explores the stages of change and includes a vision board exercise to empower attendees with tools to explore and envision where they want to be and what it will take to get there. So this is clearly a motivational direction program that's going to help you figure out exactly where you want to be and maybe plan out those steps. I've found that these sorts of events are really helpful in terms of just personal development, whether it's for professional or where you want to be financially. It's a really great way to kind of just manage your goals and actually plan for those goals and maybe even just pick those goals.
Yeah.
Also at the main library, Learning Circles, Programming Foundations, Real World Examples. This is on Friday, July 20th at 3 p.m., Understanding core programming concepts and why they are used is just as important as knowing how to write code. New programmers need to learn to bridge the gap to connect the theory to practice. This series of training videos explains basic programming concepts by relating them to real-life objects, actions, and scenarios. This is a beginner-level class and a great opportunity to introduce yourself to coding. To learn more about this and other events, please visit cmlibrary.org.
This week at the Still Creek branch, on Thursday, July the 19th, a wellness weekday chair yoga session. It is for adults, the opportunity to take a wellness break and participate in a modified, gentle form of yoga that can help improve strength, flexibility, and mind focus. This will begin at 1 o'clock and go through 2:30 actually. Also on July the 19th, a program from the Parks and Rec Department, Snakes. Join the staff from the Lotta Park in a fact-filled and fun program about snakes. They will have live snakes present. This is for children ages 5 through 11.
You know, we just had this program at the South County Library. I'll tell you, it went over really well. They brought in corn snakes. They brought in rat snakes. They even brought in a copperhead. They had a baby copperhead snake. I got to tell you, those kids were really loving the program. The guy who did the presentation really knew his stuff. He even brought in kind of little eggs that the snakes were hatched from and all sorts of informational materials.
The staff in particular are pretty careful about the handling of the snakes, too. Word gets around when there's a snake program.
That's right. I had to count how many snakes came in and how many snakes left. We did have an incident way back at South County one time where a snake got away from the handler and made its way upstairs. But luckily, no one was injured.
That didn't happen this time.
Nope.
Okay, again, this is Thursday, July the 19th. From 3 to 4 p.m. And on Friday, July the 20th, beginning at 10:30, there will be the Little Mystery Book Club. The public is invited to join in a discussion of the book, The Woman on the Stairs by Bernard Slank. This will be led by a staff member. New members are welcome, and they will offer light refreshments. Now, that will begin at 10:30 a.m. and it'll go till noon. These are all at the Still Creek branch, and if you want to find out more information about that program or others, please check cmlibrary.org.
This week at the University City branch, on Tuesday, July 17th, from 2 to 3 o'clock, we have a dad joke competition. Now, gentlemen at this table, I believe most of you are fathers.
Yes.
And I believe probably over the years, you've developed some amazingly corny jokes. Care to share any of those with us?
I have some right here. Okay. What time did the man go to the dentist?
I don't know. What time did he go to the dentist?
2:30.
Gosh.
Okay. I'm reading a book about anti-gravity. It's impossible to put down.
Well, I think that's more than enough than I can handle. But if you're really into this and you think you've got the best dad jokes, come and join the University City for their competition. Maybe you'll be the winner. Again, this is on July 17th from 2 to 3 o'clock.
And those jokes were from BuzzFeed, by the way.
On Tuesday, July 17th at 6 to 7 o'clock, we're having a writer's workshop writing the historical novel. Join Miriam Herron, a published fiction author. You can learn tips and techniques to begin or develop the writing process and how to complete your research for your novel and more. Any budding authors, come join us. And last but not least, on Saturday, July 21st, from 12 to 1 o'clock, come discover Latin American and Spanish dance. This will be performed from the El Alma de Luna Dance Academy. Spanish dancers will perform for participants as well as provide them with a lesson from Latin and Spanish dance. So if you're interested in coming and observing a new culture and are interested in dance, come on by. And if you'd like any more information on our wonderful programs, please visit us at cmlibrary.org.
At the Bates Ford Regional Library, Wednesday, July 18th at 6:30 p.m., Surviving Adulthood. As I've heard, adulting is hard. How to buy a car? What questions should you ask before you rent or buy a place to live? How do you cook for one? What skills should I demonstrate in the interview? If you're asking questions like these, you may be a new adult. Join us the second Wednesday of every month at the Bates Ford Library for Surviving Adulthood series designed for ages 18 to 24 as we discuss what happens when you're now a legally adult, whether you're ready for it or not.
Nobody ever said adulting was going to be easy.
I can tell you one thing, if you're a guy and you turn 18, gotta register for that draft or you're not getting any financial aid.
At the Beatty's Fort Ord Regional Library, discover capoeira, Saturday, July 21st at 2 p.m. Capoeira is a Afro-Brazilian art form that is a combination of acrobatics, dance, music, and martial arts developed by slaves in Brazil. This is an art that is practiced all over the world by people of different backgrounds. Once outlawed in Brazil, capoeira is practiced on every continent in the world and is growing. This sounds like a lot of fun, and I bet you there's going to be a lot of movement and opportunities to actually get engaged and try some of this stuff out. But I think it's really fun anytime you get exposure to other cultures that maybe you haven't seen before.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And do it with music and dance is really the funnest way to do it.
Sounds like a must-see event.
At the Beatty's Fort Regional Library, Satellite Studio Session, Saturday, July 21st at 2 p.m. Learn how to create digital media and produce audio and video content while gaining experience with new technologies. This is for teens. And this is a great opportunity to get exposed to technologies that maybe you haven't seen before and also flex your creative muscles. To learn more about this and other events, visit cmlibrary.org.
At the Sugar Creek Branch on Wednesday, July the 18th, beginning at 6 o'clock, the library will offer its Reading Lab Club for school-aged children up to 11 years old. Join them each Wednesday to listen to interesting stories while improving literacy and critical thinking skills. They also will offer a reading incentive or a snack.
Sounds like a good way to avoid the summer slide.
Mm-hmm. I like the free snack.
On Saturday, July the 21st, at 11 o'clock and through 12 o'clock noon, Dress for Success program. Gain more information about dressing for success at work and interviews. For more information about this and other programs, go to cmlibrary.org.
At the Hickory Grove Branch Library, the Preteen Scene Drama Games, Tuesday, July 17th at 4:30. If you are between the ages of 5 and 11, join us for books and literacy activities that help improve your critical thinking skills. Drama games and improvisational theater is one fun way to build teamwork, improve communication skills, and build confidence. This sounds like a fun afternoon at the Hickory Grove Branch Library. For information about this event and others, visit cmlibrary.org. Family story time at the Huntersville Arts and Cultural Center, Thursday, July 19th at 10 a.m. This program will take place at 109 Old Statesville Road in Huntersville. Bring the whole family and enjoy stories, songs, and movement activities that help support literacy to skill development and foster a love of reading for your young readers. Parents and caregivers are encouraged to participate. This program is facilitated by the North County Regional Library Children's Staff and the Huntersville Arts and Cultural Center. To learn more about this program and others, visit cmlibrary.org. And check at your local branch. There are story times available each week at every location. For more information, visit cmlibrary.org.
This week, many of our branches are showing movie programs. The first one on Monday, July 16th from 2 to 4:30, we've got A Wrinkle in Time. Now, this movie is geared towards teens, but come enjoy Beatty's Ford Road for a showing of Wrinkle in Time. Also, at Mint Hill on July 19th from 2 to 4:30, they'll be giving a showing of Thor Ragnarok. So if you're a huge fan of all the Marvel movies, that'll be right up your alley. On July 21st, another screening at Plaza Midwood at 2 o'clock for A Wrinkle in Time. Also on July 21st from 2 to 4 will be a filming of Ghostbusters 1. So that'll be really cool. And then last but not least, on July 21st from 2 to 4 o'clock at Morrison, they're doing a summer film noir series where they'll be showing The Locket, the first of their four-part series. If you're looking for any more information on those programs and any others, please visit us at cmlibrary.org.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of What's Happening at CM Library. This again was programs for the week of July 16th through July 22nd. To learn more about events at the library, please visit cmlibrary.org and tune in for the next episode. Thank you.